Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, Toby's dead, I'm a murderer.
You're a self-defenser, not a murderer. God damn it, Toby! Where are you?
Shh.
No one is here, if you haven't noticed, okay? He better be dead when we find him, because if he's not, then...
Oh my God, please don't say that!
Okay, sorry, he's probably not dead. He's unkillable, like a cockroach. Jules, it's okay. We've been circling the cliff for an hour and haven't found any sign of him. And might I mention it's dark and rainy now? I mean, the flashlight on my phone can only do so much.
He's dead. I'm so sorry I didn't mean to. It was an accident, Val. I ruined Wiley.
Realm presents The Co-Founder, starring Alexandra Shipp and Sunita Mani. Episode 8.
You have nothing to be sorry about. He lured us here. It's not your fault.
You don't know that for sure.
Oh yeah, what happened? Before he fell off the cliff.
Oh, Toby kept pushing you. He went psycho. I mean, I could hardly recognize him. He looked crazy.
That's right. He was going to push me off that cliff. You saved me.
I didn't want to push him off the cliff. Oh my God. I'm going to jail. Cops don't care what the crime looks like if you're black. I'm black. And here I am offering a major crime on a silver platter, and I'm black.
Hey,
no, I'm
Juliet,
so black.
Juliet, do not go to a dark place right now. I need you to stay focused, okay? Don't go there.
No, the cops will say that it's premeditated. They will say that he rejected my advances and it drove me insane. Or maybe they'd say nothing, you know? I'm a black woman. I'm black. And they could just let the racist justice system do the work for them, because that's what it does. It does it every time. And what the hell is that? Is that the police?
No. It's just my alarm. It's time for 10. Well, got anything?
For 10 at 10? Val, you can't be serious.
I'm dead serious.
What the fuck?
Okay, I heard it. I know, I'm sorry. Okay, I'm sorry, but I was just trying to... Listen, we have a company to run.
Valerie, that is the furthest thing from my mind right now, and I can't run a company from prison. Oh my God. I'm gonna die from sepsis because I won't be able to go to the bathroom in public.
You're not going to prison, okay? Because you're not going to say anything. We're in this together, and I'm sorry for not having your back before, Jules. Really, I'm sorry for everything.
I'm sorry too, Val. You were right about Toby, and I should have trusted you. Damn you, little Juliet.
And, you know, maybe you felt like someone was actually listening to you. I was taking our friendship for granted, but that ends now. We just have to get through this shitstorm. Come on, I don't think we're gonna find anything tonight. Let's just get to the parking lot and call a car, okay? Jules, what's going on in that brain of yours? Because if you're wondering if you can pull off an orange jumpsuit, the answer is no.
We need a new vision. For Wiley.
Yes. Yes, it's not too late. Yes, you can do this.
No. We can do this.
Wily 2.0?
Honestly, I don't know. I've lost count at this point on how many versions of Wily we've had, but yeah. Yeah, that's the idea.
Are you Juliet?
Great. Let's get the hell out of here and go home. And tomorrow, let's go to work.
The next day, Val held a staff meeting to assure everyone that everything was fine. She's the fixer, remember? And the way she was gonna fix this particular problem was to lie. Lie through her fucking teeth.
And so again, everyone, I want to apologize for leaving you in the lurch. But after conversations with Juliet, Toby, and myself, we all agreed it was best for me to step back into a leadership role while Toby takes a sabbatical. I hope you all can forgive the recent shakeups while we sorted things out, but we truly believe this is the best decision for Wily's future. Please let me know if you have any questions.
I'm like, beyond relieved.
Welcome back into the madness.
Okay, if I just jump right in, because I need some stuff.
Yes, please.
The beta test for Playcube is ahead of schedule. Minerva is ready to make her debut at EAX. And I heard through sources that investors are lining up to deliver for our next round of funding. The letters IPO are being thrown around.
IPO? Wily going public already? Oh, Kelly, you are an angel.
Well, there's one thing. Our accountant quit.
Oh my God.
But I stepped in.
Oh my God!
And I've been trying to monitor our spending in anticipation of new investors and...
Let me guess, Toby drained our accounts?
No, actually, it's the exact opposite. There seem to be some irregularities and there looks to be a pattern. Like this statement. It says we received a $5,000 investment.
That can't be right. The Colfax brothers have been our only investors.
Not according to this. The stranger thing is that we spent that same amount at a place called Manaman Paper Company. I haven't seen that order anywhere. The same thing happened 3 different times, all transactions under $5,000, and at least one seems to be a shell company. If I didn't know any better, I'd say this looks like money laundering.
Money laundering?
Yeah.
Can you pull up the charge authorization forms?
Sure, they're right here.
Authorized by Toby. Of course. Kelly, can you keep this between us for now? I mean, I'll look into it, but I don't want this to set off alarm bells just yet, okay? Especially if it's just an error on Toby's part.
Sure thing. I'll leave you to it, boss.
Toby, what the hell have you gotten us into? Hello?
Am I speaking with Valerie Agarwal?
This is Valerie Agarwal. May I ask who's calling?
Hi, I'm Stacey Guggenheim with the Elliot Spink Show at WZNC. We're booking our human interest story for this week's segment. We've been hearing a lot about Wily, and Elliot would love to have you on.
Wow, that would be great. If you could call our main line, I'm sure we can get it scheduled. Looking forward to it. Kelly? 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 The Elliot Spink Show is going to call to book an interview with me.
Oh my God.
I know. It's just like a local news show, but it's broadcast throughout Silicon Valley. This could be a great chance to relaunch Wily with Juliet and I back at the helm.
They're calling. Okay, on it, boss.
Thank you. Okay, yes. Got our mojo back.
Right this way, ladies. Take your seats there. Elliot is just getting a touch-up, but he'll be joining you shortly. I'm so glad you were able to do this.
You ready to debut the brand new Wily way?
Yes.
Good enough. I'll be by your side the whole time.
Hello!
Elliot! Very nice meeting you. Did your producer receive the topics my new assistant sent over?
We did receive them, yes. We'll try to keep it conversational, so just try to be natural.
On air in 3, 2.
Welcome back to the show. With its recent partnership with Playcube, the gaming startup Wily has been taking the tech world by storm. Tonight, WZNC has Wily co-founders Juliet Coleman and Valerie Agarwal with us to talk about their revolutionary app.
It's Agarwal. Agrabah is the setting of Disney's Aladdin.
Juliet, let's start with you.
Thank you, Elliot. I'm thrilled to be able to talk about Wiley's new mission.
Before we get to that, it seems Wiley's third co-founder, Toby Johnson, is absent. Can you tell our viewers where he is?
Yeah, if you must know, Elliot, Toby is currently taking a sabbatical from Wiley. Yep, don't worry. Juliet and I are perfectly capable of representing the company ourselves.
I'm referring to the fact that his motorcycle was recently found abandoned on a local hiking trail. Could you inform us where your partner might be and if he's all right?
This is the first we're hearing about this. Elliot, where did you get this information?
We have a research team. Besides, Toby didn't return my producer's emails, and his phone goes right to voicemail. Do you have any answers?
We don't know where Toby is, but I hope he's okay.
Is there any reason why he would not be okay?
Running a company is stressful, and he seemed to be shouldering a lot lately, both personally and professionally, so that's why he took the sabbatical.
Personally? Can you elaborate?
Oh, I couldn't say what exactly. The last week or so, he just seemed troubled. So we pray that he's getting some needed time off. As for the motorcycle, we have no knowledge of that, but we will look into it privately. If you don't mind, Elliot, can we get back to talking about Wiley?
Do you know why he would have gone to Baritone Valley? That's where his motorcycle was found.
Baritone Valley? I don't know. I've never been there. Maybe he took a hike to relax from a stressful job.
Julia, if Toby is somewhere watching right now, what would you say to him?
Sorry, I would say sorry.
Wiley is a family, and we're here for you, Toby. We all have our struggles, no matter how strong we appear on the surface.
Wise words from the Wiley women. Thank you two so much for joining us. We'll be back with the news from TikTok and 10 ways to get more mileage out of Facebook advertising. Stay tuned. Do you know why he would have gone to Baritone Valley? That's where his motorcycle was found.
Baritone Valley? I don't know. I've never been there. Maybe he took a hike to relax from a stressful job.
Julia, if Toby is somewhere watching right now, what would you say to him?
Sorry, I would say sorry.
Wiley is a family, and we're here for you, Toby.
1,500 retweets and counting.
Jules, you're spiraling. It'll be okay. You're making it a bigger deal than it is.
Hashtag where is Toby is already trending. Clips of his interviews are in people's Instagram reels. How long until there's a dedicated dance celebrating Toby's life?
Listen, people are just wondering where he is. Nobody is saying anything about his disappearance being suspicious.
But somebody found Toby's motorcycle, Valerie. It won't be long before the police are involved or a true crime podcaster. If they aren't already.
I mean, what do you want to do? Turn yourself in?
I don't know. Maybe. I'm a bad person.
You're not a bad person, Juliet.
Is that supposed to make me feel better?
Jules, go upstairs, shower. Put away your phone. You'll feel better. I'm going back to the office to do damage control if needed. And next week, we are going to blow everyone away at EAX. We're going to IPO, and you're not going to think about this again. Now go.
Fine.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
Grandma D? Sorry, I know it's late there. How are you?
Oh, baby, I'm fine. I might fall asleep on you, but I'm always happy to hear from you. What's the matter?
I'm stressed about work, and I need some advice.
What about, sweetheart? You're doing so well.
Well, let's say you did something bad by accident, and nobody knew about it.
You've got to do the right thing, baby. And in your heart, you know what that is. The longer you let it sit, the more it'll grow and consume you.
Yeah, you're right. I can't sit with this guilt. Even if it ends Wiley or sends me to prison, then I just...
Oh, hold on. If it does what now?
If it gets out, I think the police might...
Lie! Do you understand? Lie like a damn dog.
You said it was important to set things right.
Not if it's gonna fuck up your money and send you to jail.
Grandma!
Look, I don't know what you did and I don't care. Do not mess up your business or yourself, honey. Lie, you hear me? I'm gonna go now because I don't want to hear any more of this nonsense.
Wait!
You're not gonna implicate me, Valerie, or yourself. Enough now. Be smart about this, honey.
So much for closure and clarity. Hello?
Hi, Julia Coleman. This is Officer Sean McMillan from the SFPD. Do you have a minute? We need to talk.
This part's gonna feel familiar. Val, with her staff lying her ass off to do some more damage control, etc., etc. She's still in fix-it mode. But little did she know, a new player has entered the game. This is where you meet the biggest baddie of all. The Russian behind all the money laundering?
It's so random.
You're gonna lose your mind.
So, I'm sure most of you have seen the Elliot Spink interview by now. I just wanted to clear the air and say that, yes, Toby's motorcycle was found on that trail, but it's most likely part of his sabbatical to get off the grid, which is also why his phone is turned off. The authorities will be involved, of course, but I have no doubt Toby will show up soon. In the meantime, why don't you all take tomorrow off to celebrate your hard work for the EAX presentation? Hi, excuse me. This is my office. How did you...
Sup, Val?
And you are...
Ah, that's hilarious.
No, I literally have no idea who you are.
Don't I bear a striking resemblance to a certain pro skater? Don't I sound like...
A guy from Southern California? Toby's obnoxious friend?
Tony Hawk. I'm Tony Hawk.
To-
Tony Hawk? I thought you looked kind of very vaguely familiar.
Well, I wanted to introduce myself in person. Actually, reintroduce myself. Anthony Hawk. I'm rebranding.
Okay, but...
Former pro skater, current tech entrepreneur, forever visionary, investor at large.
Wow, rolls right off the tongue. And why are you here?
Because we'll be working together now that our colleague is absent.
Wait, pause. You're the Birdman?
Yeah, that's me.
You're Toby's Russian gangster?
Nope. Anthony Hawk.
Oh, God. That himbo really was practicing for Uncle Vanya.
Regardless, you gotta give him credit. He brought me on as a partner because he understood my vision for Wiley.
Your vision?
I'm glad you asked. See, Valpal, I spent a lot of my life on platforms. You might say I'm a platform expert.
I would not say that, but okay.
And I got to thinking, what if I had another kind of platform? What if I had the world's biggest platform? A digital platform that stretched around the world? Would people recognize me then?
That's real out-of-the-box thinking. But that doesn't make you a partner, and it doesn't really have anything to do with Wiley.
Huh. Well, it pains me to hear that, Val. Because, see, Toby brought me in as an investor. He made me promises. And it is not chill to break promises.
Okay, unfortunately, any partnerships Toby developed are null and void in his absence. Maybe once we get celebrity sponsorships up and running, we can do a spot on Instagram.
I'm afraid you're not seeing the vision.
Well, I'm afraid you're going to trip over your enormous skate shoes on the way out. I'm calling security.
Wow, bad vibes, Valpal. Do you see this keycard?
Did Toby give you that?
Being a tech entrepreneur and visionary...
Oh, God.
It won't surprise you to learn that I'm an early investor in Hustle Hub, too. Who do you think hooked Toby up with the sweet office space? I can access the Wiley offices anytime I want.
Big deal. Tony Hawk has a keycard, everyone. Well, you can take that keycard and shove it up your...
I have more than a keycard, Valpal. I have all the deets on Wiley's funding, including some shady investments which would definitely not get traced back to me.
I didn't know about any of that.
Just like you didn't know anything about Toby's disappearance? Have you ever wondered how I, Tony Hawk, five-time Kids' Choice Award winner, can still land a 900 on a vert like it's 1999?
Literally never.
Because I crush my enemies.
I see.
Good vibes only. I'll be seeing you on the flip side. Or else. Ha. Okay, Anthony out.
Holy fuck.
You're listening to The Co-Founder, starring Alexandra Shipp and Sunita Mani. The Co-Founder is a Realm original production. Realm, your portal to another world. Listen away.
Have you ever watched a futuristic sci-fi movie and wondered, but wait, could any of this really happen? And will I live long enough to see it? That's what our show Hypothetical is about. I'm Carrie Bechet, and on this podcast, we ask what-if questions about the future. Like, what if we could read minds? What if the world's digital data was erased all at once? What would happen if the Yellowstone supervolcano erupted? Then we explore that question two ways, through speculative science fiction and through dialogue with brilliant scientists. The result is a genre-bending narrative that's interwoven with real facts provided by literal geniuses. And, spoiler alert, a lot of the science fiction out there, it's not nearly as far-fetched as you might think. Come time travel with me into the future on Hypothetical. New episodes on Tuesdays, available on all your favorite podcast apps. Just search Hypothetical. That's HYPERTHETICAL.
The Co-Founder is executive produced by and stars Alexandra Shipp and Sunita Mani. Written by Alexis Wilkinson, Alexa Waco, and Mimi Mondal. Produced by Rhoda Baeza, Kaylin West, and Haley Wagreich. Directed by Kaylin West. Executive produced by Molly Barton, Marcy Wiseman, and Julian Yap. Associate produced by Michael Coulter. Starring Alexandra Shipp, Sunita Mani, Tony Hawk, Ryan Vincent Anderson, Bartley Booz, Cecily Louise Bro, Vishesh Chhatra, Will Dow, Trey Hall, Angel Harper, Kavi Ladnier, Leon Mandel, Samia Mounts, Jillian Munsaic, Tanya Posick, and Loa Valdez. Additional voices by the cast. Audio editing by Marissa Ewing of Hemlock Creek Productions. Sound design by Rory O'Shea. Original theme and transition music by Phoebe Danskin. Music supervision by Amy Parker. Production manager, Alexis Latshaw. Casting by Sunday Bowling and Meg Mormon. Cover art by Kendall Thomas. Executive in charge for Realm, Mary Asadolahi. Special thanks to Pia Wilson. Find more shows like The Co-Founder by following Realm on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or at realm.fm. The Co-Founder is a Realm original production.